Welcome to Sunday Sun. It's all shining here in our studio and hope everyone is having a bright and shiny day. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Leanne, and we are your hosts for Sunday FM.
Sun FM is a student-led radio station here at Sunway University, and we are here to bring you the latest scoop and content every 2 weeks.
Don't forget to follow our social media page at Sunway FM so that you can catch up with our latest podcast episodes. We are very excited because in the next few days, we will be welcoming the Year of the Ox. And since Valentine's Day is also around the corner, we will be touching on CNY and Valentine's Day in today's episode. Chinese New Year, or also known as CNY for short, is a joyous occasion where everyone is back in their respective hometown to celebrate with the family. As per tradition, on the eve of CNY, we will have a family reunion. In Mandarin, we call it as Tuan Yuan Fan. We're sure everyone is curious about how Chinese New Year came about. We're going to take you back in time on how, where it all started.
Honestly, right, as like a Malaysian Chinese, I do not exactly know how CNY came about. All I know is the color red, firecrackers, food, that's it.
Same, sis. I actually did not realize as well. Until, like, mm-hmm. I think I did a little bit of research, like, a few days ago on, like, what CNY all about. But, Caitlin, would you like to share the CNY history to all of us?
Sure. Okay, here's the history of CNY history. It happened a long time ago, where in the villages were high on every year on the eve of CNY. Why? Because there is a huge monster. It's called the Nian monster. In Mandarin, we call it as Nian Shou. So this monster Nian, it would eat all the livestock, it would eat, and especially children. So the villagers will hide in the mountains, hide in their house to avoid this ferocious monster. And one day, there is an old beggar came into the village. Not everyone really pay attention to him because everyone was busy hiding from the monster. So an old lady came up to the man and she gave him food and he seeks shelter. So the old lady actually invited him the old beggar to stay in the house for a day. And when the Nian come back it saw the old lady's house with the red paper and it's scared of red. And the moment we want to come in, the old beggar came out with the red cloak. So it got scared and it ran away. So the villagers realized that actually the Nian monster is afraid of color red and loud crackers like the firecrackers and the lion dance and sort of thing. So that's how we celebrate CNY to scare off the Nian monster. So that's how CNY came about. Isn't that amazing?
Actually, this triggers like primary school memories. I think I remember the story now that Kate has talked about it. Yeah, the firecrackers, the fireworks, and everything to scare the monster away.
But I think at first it was supposed to be just red papers and firecrackers. Right. I think the lion dance
came after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like you know how when we were a little kid, I don't know if you guys find lion dance cute, but I do when I was young.
Yes.
So like you know sometimes when you go to certain, like, for example, you wanna go to temple and to pray for the gods and all, I would always look forward into meeting like the lion dance because they are like really, really cute. You know how they're like very friendly and stuff?
Yeah.
So, and also like the sound of the drums when you beat them, I feel like dancing with it as well. I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but like the drums are really upbeat with all like the cymbals, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, besides of the story on Nian, we have the 12th Chinese Zodiac, and each of them takes place once every 12 years. This year is the year of the golden ox. I'm an ox. Chloe, Lian, what are your Chinese zodiacs?
I'm a 2000 baby, so I'm a dragon.
Same with me. I'm born in the year 2000, so we are both dragons. But alright, I want Chinese zodiacs, right? I only... Okay, don't take my word for it. So this is just like a disclaimer before I get into it. I only recently got into this, probably back like 2019, when I experienced like firsthand from a professional that read my Chinese horoscope, like zodiac sign, in detail. But do you guys know that there's five elements in the Chinese zodiac? So there's like Kate's mentioned that this year is the year of Golden Ox. But actually the other term is metal. I got really confused because Leanne told me that we were born in the year of the golden dragon or something like that. And I was like, isn't it metal? Because the lady who read my horoscope told me it was metal. So I guess they generalize it instead of saying gold.
No, but then,
it sounds nicer with gold though.
But when it comes to like Chinese pronunciation, we would pronounce them as jing. Even my father told me that we were in like jingsu. Jing, it stands for gold in Chinese. So that's why I assume that okay, the five elements, one of the elements is gold. But then metal just sounds so like weird.
So basically the five elements, it's fire, wood, metal, as the internet say so, wind and water. Yeah, water. So the lady read my chart. She talked about like how my personality was, which in throughout the session I did not say a word because it was a free reading, so I told her like I just want like a general reading. I do not want anything else. So she asked me for my birthplace, and then she read the entire like chart, and I kept quiet throughout the entire session, and she actually predicted like how I perceive things in life without knowing me, which correlates to, is very similar to Western astrology, which probably you guys know like I'm really obsessed with Western astrology.
Yeah, we know.
So with Western astrology it's the same. You need your birth time, your birthplace, and these two and birthday as well to get the full chart. So you can look, because there's different planets for the Western astrology. There's the sun, the moon, Mercury, Mars, etc. So what it tells you, like the planet alignments, is that for our sun sign, like what Western sign are you, Lian?
I think... Oh, wait, I'm a Sagittarius.
You had to think for a second. What about you, Kate?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Hey, water signs. You're Scorpio. Scorpio's water sign. Okay, I won't touch too much into this, but basically our sun signs, it's our overall, like, general perception of how we behave and how we see things. And then there's moon, which actually rules our emotion. So
I mean, it's
very similar to Chinese astrology, if you zodiac signs, if you think about it. So I think that's really interesting. Maybe in the future episodes I can dive in deeper with the astrology things if anyone is interested. So
yeah, but you know how, you know, back in the days when we still watch television, right? During Chinese New Year, there's, during like the advertisements, they will always have this sort of like New Year prediction for each Chinese zodiac signs, right? So I went and looked it up. I think I went and looked it up like during the New Year's, and I found out that actually dragons, because I'm a dragon, so obviously I'll Google dragon. So like dragons are actually pretty lucky this year. So in terms of like the wealth and the finance, we will be able to excel in general. Like if you're like working, you might get promoted, and you know, you might get increase in salaries. And even if you face troubles, they will be like companions helping you to like stand back up again. But another thing that I noticed is that dragons, for whoever is like dragon, right, they have to take note of their health this year because it's not really an ideal year for them. So that's why you guys have to make sure to like, you know, eat nutritious food and also like avoid sleeping too late. But
stay
in
healthy.
Terms of Yeah, and in terms of love, right, it's okay, this, I'm gonna be very a bit honest here, it's not very ideal as well. That's what I read, okay, it's not very ideal, but there'll be like a lot of self-improvement this year, so you might face some rejections when you're finding your partner, but if you keep on improving yourself, eventually you will be able to find like a stable relationship. But if you want to know more, like Caitlin is Ox, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if like you guys want to like know more about other zodiac signs, you guys can like check out the website and stuff like that. But of course, all this, including like the Western zodiac signs, are like just for fun. So if you it's better you guys to just like not take it too seriously, but it's fun to read, you know, because we are also like responsible of our own fate, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's fun to read, so not that don't like 100% believe in, you know, these kind of things, but I guess just take precaution, especially when it comes to like the
Chinese New Year is a celebration, but at the same time there are some traditions that we need to follow, especially family traditions. My family tradition will be serving tea to the grandparents as respect. But here's the catch. When it comes to the grandchildren, whoever is the year of the Chinese zodiac is the first to serve the tea. In this case, I'll be the first to serve the tea because this year is the year of the ox. After that, we'll be going to the famous Cheng Hung Temple along Jungle Street for prayers. Chloe, Lian, what are your family traditions?
That's so nice, though. You have this like tradition of serving tea. Because my family yeah. doesn't do it. If I'm honest, my family does not have any Chinese New Year traditions. One, because we're a really small family. Like, I can count my cousins with, like, to both hands. Literally, I only have, like, 8 cousins. And with mixed cultures in my family, we don't really carry out like not even 团圆饭. We don't even have like proper meal sit down, which kind of sad if you think about it. But you know, certain families have certain traditions and we kind of try and gather sometimes. But another problem is like my family's scattered on like both sides of the world, so yeah, it's only like me, my mom, and my dad. Because we're such a small family and I'm, like, the only child. So we only have, like, dinner together. And then sometimes we hang out with friends and stuff like that. So it's kind of boring. But at the same time, it's all right. It's all right. It's been like this for 21 years. So I think I'll be fine.
Hey, your uncle and aunties, yeah, all at where right now?
Most of my uncles are in the States, so they reside in the US, and then my closer like cousins that I'm close to and like my aunties, they're in Australia. So especially with now with COVID, right, it's impossible for them to come back. And even if they're here, right, we don't usually celebrate. We just have dinner on like the most random day. I don't know which day of Chinese New Year, but just one dinner, that's it, bye bye.
You know, for me, right, for my father's side, most of my uncle and aunties, they're actually in Singapore right now. So, like, my cousins and my uncle and aunties, they're all in Singapore right now. And so, my dad is the only kid in Malaysia, so he has to, like, take care of my grandparents and all. So, every single year when there's Chinese New Year, my uncle and aunties would come back from Singapore to Malaysia, you know, just unite together. And the thing is that my father's birthday is actually on the first day of Chinese New Year. So while we're celebrating Chinese New Year, we're also celebrating my dad's birthday. And it's really nothing much aside from my parents telling us not to wear black. But aside from like the birthday cakes, we don't really cook much. Sometimes we do cook. My grandmother loves to cook. But occasionally we would just like go out and order like KFC, Domino's Pizza. Because it's actually quite like a large family. We have like a lot of cousins and, you know, and we would, and I remember my grandfather would always sit at this particular sofa, and that was the time when we know it's time to take ang bao. So we have to like say those Chinese words, like 大吉大利, you know, those Chinese sayings. And then if they're satisfied with it, then they'll give you the ang bao. And it's the same for like the rest of the year.
You know what? I think my family has the most easy one because I don't need to say nothing. They just, nah, ang bao. Literally, because, okay, I think maybe it's culture-wise, because my grandparents, they, my mom's side, they resided in the States, so whenever they come back, I think they mix, like, with Western culture, they just, like, you don't need to, like, greet me or anything. Like, here you go, money! kind of thing, which is kind of funny. Now I think about, like, you guys having to, you know, say, like, well wishes to the elderly people, and I don't have to. I mean, sometimes, I usually do. So, but from what I've experienced with my, like, family, like, my mom, my dad giving me ang bao, I've never said anything. I just say thanks.
I think you guys had, like, yisang, because one thing for me, when Chinese New Year comes, I must have that yisang.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
I have, yeah.
You know, it's about yisang, like, right? I just, you know, we just love the... The golden biscuit that is poured all over the yisang. The crispy thing.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah. I will not go for anything but for that. So so I'm sure, we're sure that everyone in the family will be like, so which one do you want? So we will say, we just want the crispy one.
Looks like Lian have a different opinion on that.
Yeah.
Let's hear it from her.
Hello, yisang is like the best dish in the world. Why the hell? I don't get it. Like, I know a lot of people, right? They love to go for like the crispy biscuits, but they don't like to eat like the rest of the things. But for me, it's like, no, I can't have just, that's so plain. I must have everything. Like, even the sauce is like really, really nice and all. Like,
yeah.
Even like 2 years ago, I had the whole yisang to myself. I brought it to my college and I sat in the cafeteria and I just ate it myself. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so I don't know why you guys hate it. Like, I don't, not particularly hate it, but like, I don't know why you guys don't really like to eat like the whole thing and just pick the biscuit, because it's the same for my brothers as well.
For me, I'm okay with it. I'm totally fine with it. I'm the one who's always picking the salmon. So I'm always the one trying to aim for the fresh like fresh fish or anything that's on the plate. And then everyone's like, where did it go? I'm like, I took it.
I don't need the salmon. I'm not really like the fresh thing.
Give it to me next time we have CNY together with the whole team.
But you know, fun fact about yisang is that it's only available in Malaysia. And I think Singapore. You don't see yisang in China.
China, right.
Because, yeah, so that's the thing. Like, they're missing out, basically.
And I would like to add a point that when we have Chinese friends from mainland China, when we introduce our Malaysian Chinese tradition, it's like, we have yisang. Then they will ask us, what is yisang? So we will have to explain to them that yisang is a opening appetizer at a Chinese restaurant when it's nearing CNY, we have it as an appetizer. Here's the thing, the higher we toss, the more luck we will get. But just a gentle reminder to everyone, please don't toss until so high and we become a food waste that we see on the internet every time.
Exactly! I don't get why people just like toss it out. Like, I know! Oh my god, this boils my blood every single time I see those videos.
Food waste. Food waste. It's going everywhere. Just go it into your mouth. Better.
Exactly!
Since we already talking about CNY and family traditions, let's play a game like we did in the previous episode. The team production has kindly made a game for us. So let's welcome our production director,
Daniel, also known as Dan the Man.
Oh dear.
I'm not ready, but...
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Daniel.
Welcome back.
Come back again for another game.
I still remember what happened.
By the team summoning. And here I am back for a new game called Be Our Guest, Is It Yes? Wow. It's a special one that the production team has come up with for the Chinese New Year season. And we've also upgraded the rules a little bit. All right, so for this game, it's gonna go a bit different. As usual, each players are for themselves, so you guys are competing against each other. However, you guys are only allowed to choose between true or false. We will give a statement, and you guys will have to tell or determine whether it is true or false.
Okay, what's the
no
catch?
No discussion is allowed between you guys. In between questions, you have 5 seconds to lock in your answers. If there is a tie between the lowest, a bonus question will be given as a sudden death, and the loser will have to do a punishment.
As usual.
Yep, again. But this time... So this time, the punishment is going to be the loser will have to go out and wish some well wishes and a gong si fa cai to the entire neighborhood. Maybe three
again?
Well wishes.
Again?
Yeah, that sounds like a good number. Three well wishes sounds like a good number, yeah.
No!
Leanne is disturbed from her previous experience.
I'm traumatized. And I'm still traumatized.
Can we just sing a song?
I would never want to play a game, but I've been forced to play this game.
Like, record a video and sing a song?
So, I will give a statement. You guys will have to guess whether it is true or false. You have 5 seconds to lock in your answers. No discussion is allowed, and
Hold on.
Know what the punishment is.
I have a question. So, do we have to say out our names before we answer it, or
like the last
is
time?
Is it meant for every one of us?
Right.
It would help if you could say your name as well. Yes.
So it's also like a competition, kind of like a speed game sort of thing.
Speed isn't really a factor this time around. But just make sure to really think your answers through.
Okay. No, I'm scared.
Yeah. No, I'm scared. I'm gonna lose this time around.
I ain't losing, that's for sure. I ain't losing. Come on, I'm ready. I'm gonna show.
It's time for you guys to prove if you really know your Chinese New Year trivia. All right, are we ready for the first question?
I'm Tina. I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready. Let's go.
So, if you're all ready, here is the first question. Now, the rice jar during Chinese New Year should never be empty. Is this true or false? Your time starts now.
I'm confused.
Give your answers now.
Caitlin,
yeah, true.
True.
Leanne,
true.
All right. Well, I'm happy to say you guys got this right. The jar should not be empty during Chinese New Year. The rice jar should never be empty during Chinese New Year because this can cause great anxiety as the thought of having not enough rice to cook just during Chinese New Year is a bad luck charm.
Good, I agree.
Yeah.
There's nothing we like more than rice. It truly is.
No rice.
The best food.
No rice, no life.
No rice, no life.
That's right. Alright. So the next question. Now, the mystic knot, also known as the endless knot, it brings good luck to the house. Is this true or false? Your 5 seconds starts now.
What is that? What's an endless knot?
What is an...
So, the answers?
Caitlin.
Yes.
True.
False.
True.
Okay, so Good job, you guys. All of you got correct. Just kidding. Lian, you got it wrong this one. I'm sorry. It happened again, but it's fine. So, now the mystic knot, I think we've all seen this before. It's one of those weird, like, one of those square knot things that we see outside of doors sometimes. Yes, no. they do bring good luck. They symbolize a long and happy life that is full of good fortune.
I don't think I've seen that. I don't know. I'm not aware of it.
It's okay.
Oh no.
The more you know, Lian.
No, this is not it.
So, I think we're ready for the next question now. All right, moving on. This is the third question. Eating meat porridge on the first day of Chinese New Year brings good luck for the rest of the year. Is this true or false? 5 seconds starts now.
Caitlin, false.
Chloe, false.
Wait, hold on, can you repeat the question for me?
Eating meat porridge, which is porridge with meat, on the first day of Chinese New Year, it brings good luck for the rest of the year.
Okay, Lian, false. Okay.
Okay. So, you guys have redeemed yourself. Yep, you're all right for this question as well. So,
why is this... I almost answered that wrongly.
Thank God you didn't. Well, why is this the case? Well, you cannot eat porridge for breakfast on the first day of Chinese New Year because it is considered as a poor people food back in the day. Only poor people ate porridge for breakfast. Therefore, if you eat porridge during Chinese New Year, it means you will be poor for the rest of the year.
Peasant food.
I'm wondering if I had
really
had it.
Brings to light about how cultures change, because now we just eat porridge for fun.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Or like you just feel like
it's
it.
It's delicious.
Yep.
It is.
True.
Especially when it comes in thick. I like my porridge thick. Mm-hmm. With meat floss.
Like many things in life. Yep. It is always better thick. Anyways, let's move on to the fifth question. So, for this fifth question, on the first day of Chinese New Year, you are not allowed to visit your wife's side of the family. Is this true or false? 5 seconds starts now.
Caitlin, false.
Lian, false.
Yeah, false.
Well, congratulations, guys. This is the first time...
We all got wrong?
All three of you got it wrong, yeah. On the first day of Chinese New Year...
I knew it!
On the first
day of Chinese New Year, you are not allowed to visit the house of your wife's parents because it is said to bring bad luck to the parents.
No, I should have gotten it right!
I literally read this, like... an hour ago, and I forgot.
I read it too, but then I think I misinterpreted in my head. Cause I got sweet. I could have.
Okay.
Okay, move on.
Moving on.
I need to redeem myself. No more.
Okay, so now going to the fifth question. Here onwards, it's probably going to get a little bit harder. So, really, really think about all the stuff that you studied like an hour ago and see if you really, all the stuff that you studied 1 hour ago, even though we gave you guys the idea like a week ago, it's fine, but make sure you really dig deep and see if these are right. So this is the fifth question. Gifting pears on Chinese New Year can bless the receiver with longevity. Is this true or false? Your 5 seconds starts now.
False.
Chloe,
okay,
false.
Lian, false.
Nice. Yep. Gifting pears on Chinese New Year is bad luck because pears are a common gift for funerals.
Oof.
Oh,
therefore.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it meant separation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In Chinese, it's called Li. Yeah.
Yeah. So Li Kai. Leave. Ha.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
It's very sad because pears are really good. Delicious. A really good food. They're also really expensive. So, here's the sixth question. Kids running amok and crying blesses the family with good fertility for the rest of the year. True or false? Your answers?
Lian, false.
I think it's false.
Chloe and Caitlin?
I think it's also false as well.
Lian, false.
Yep, this is actually bad luck as well. Now, parents actually avoid trying to get their kids to not cause as much trouble because it is believed that if you cry during Chinese New Year, you'll cry for the rest of the year.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. So guess we need to be happy all day during the first day, huh?
Alright. Here is the seventh question. During the 15th day celebration, serving tofu will cause bad luck, death, loss, and mourning. Is this true or is this false? Your timer starts now. So your answers are?
True, I think.
Chloe,
I like
and
how,
Lian?
I'm still thinking. I like how Lian thinks. It's pretty funny. She just moves.
She's
around.
Frozen in place.
Let me think.
I'm waiting for everyone to lock their answers before I lock mine.
Wait.
Quick, Chloe, quick.
True? I don't know anymore. I'm just gonna play Russian roulette
all
with
right.
myself.
Tofu, dun dun dun. Lian, false.
Lian, false. Alright, so Chloe and Caitlin.
Oh.
Yeah, it is actually true. Serving tofu during the 15th day of Chinese New Year will cause bad luck, death. It won't cause bad luck.
I don't
want to
play this game anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's alright. It's alright.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
No, it's not alright. You're not the one that's losing. I am.
Anyways, serving tofu actually won't cause bad luck. I'm sorry, that's a bit of an extreme term, but it actually represents bad fortune and death because serving white foods during the 15th day of Chinese New Year is not a good sign because it means bad fortune and probably even death. But however, in other areas of Chinese culture, it can mean purity. But for just this one day, it represents the opposite of purity.
What about brown tofu? We can't eat fried tofu. It's brown. It's not white.
It's like blonde. But it's not white. What tofu have you been eating is brown.
But
there is no brown. What?
No, like you fry it and it becomes brown color. Like, you know, the skin outside is crunchy. You know,
I think you're burning your tofu.
But
you haven't had it in restaurants. Like, it's
like gold. Fried tofu is gold.
It's not white! It's not white! Right?
I'm sorry,
come on,
I didn't make these rules.
Let me!
Lian is triggered.
Alright, moving on. We've got three more.
Alright.
Okay, so this is the eighth question. Eating medicinal herbs on the first day of Chinese New Year blesses you with good health for the rest of the year. True or false?
Y'all better not be Googling, I tell you, y'all better not be Googling. Caitlin,
so
you better not be.
Your answers are?
Wait, I forgot.
What was the question again? Can we repeat it?
Eating medicinal herbs on the first day of Chinese New Year blesses you with good health for the rest of the year.
I think I'm going with false. I'm not really sure about the answer though.
False.
I'm just gonna go with false as well. Honestly, at this point, I'm just guessing whatever.
Lian?
Lian's like,
I'm also false.
The def-
I'm sorry, you sons of the defeated.
All right, but thank God, you guys got this one right.
No. So,
the reason for this is taking medicine and visiting hospital during Chinese New Year is usually not allowed. Because merely being in the presence of a sick person or being in a hospital during Chinese New Year means that you are wishing to get sick for the rest of the year onto yourself.
All these Chinese taboos, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start doing it too.
So,
girl,
that's why all the elderly will always tell us to be like very healthy on Chinese New Year and not to fall sick. Believe me, when I was 9 years old, I fell sick on the first day of CNY. That was the worst day of my life.
One time on Chinese New Year, I forgot to eat for 5 days.
Boy, how do you?
The next question. This one's a hard one. Cutting the stems and leaves off of mandarin oranges during Chinese New Year may help the family to avoid miscarriages. Is this true or is this false?
What?
What was the question again?
What kind of question is that?
How does this even affect fertility or anything? Huh. What was our ancestor thinking?
Your answers.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna say.
We can't cut the whole fruit, right?
No, the stem, right?
The stem.
Cutting the stems and leaves.
Wait. Can we change answer on that?
Did you answer already?
Yes, I did. But can we change?
I mean, I didn't hear it, so
no,
I can just cut
no,
it.
You cannot. Okay. You cannot.
Okay, okay. Ian is getting aggressive in this game.
I think it's
okay.
False.
So, Caitlin, what did you say?
I think it's false. Because we can't cut the whole fruit. It's like cutting the whole thing. It's like, I don't know. I'm starting suspecting myself.
The question is if you cut the stem and leaf off, right?
It will lead to miscarriages.
It will help the family to avoid miscarriages.
False.
Oh.
False. I'm just gonna lock my answer, otherwise Leanne's gonna get really aggressive and be like, I can't change your answer.
No, see, the thing... The thing now is that whatever I answer, I will lose anyway. So it's either I go completely opposite and lose more, or if I go completely opposite and still win. So if
only
you guys say...
Only one way to find
you,
out.
You guys say false. I will say true. Even though I think it's false, but I will be screaming anyway. At this point, I give up. Should I give up though?
I don't know.
If you're gonna fail, at least fail hard.
Never got.
But yeah, anyways, Caitlin and Chloe, yeah, good job. You guys got it right. It's false. Sorry, Leanne. Yeah.
So, I'm already losing anyway.
Oranges
you see
and
what
tangerines?
I mean?
Oranges and tangerines are bright, vibrant, and orange. Now, what this symbolizes is that it is actually associated with good fortune. I think most of us probably know this. Mm-hmm. Now, however, if there is still the stem and the leaf attached to the fruit, this actually means that it symbolizes fertility.
Oh.
So, if you leave it on, if you leave the stem and leaf on, it actually means that you will bless fertility onto the family.
Interesting. No wonder Chinese weddings have that. And Chinese New Year as well.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So this is the last question. This is the last question. Alright.
I purposely made
this one a bit more lenient because I am feeling a lot
Where's
of despair
my crown?
Right now from the
end. Where's my crown?
She's looking for a crown.
Come someday, but this is the last question. Alright, Leanne. You know what? Just for you, for this question, if you get this one right, you get 2 points. I mean, you'll still be last place, but you'll get 2 points.
No. If you say that earlier, I would have changed my answer to false on the previous questions. Don't give me hopes and crush me down again. No. No. No.
Oh no, Dan's getting all the hate.
If I fall, I fall. Don't try to bring me up like those bad boys that treat you like a queen at first. And then after that, just goodbye with you after that. No.
I think you're taking this game a little too seriously.
Dan feels attacked.
All right. So this is the last question of the game. The common Chinese word fu should be kept upside down. Is this true or is this false?
Well, this depends though. I seriously suspect myself for this.
Your answers?
False?
I already know my answers.
Yeah.
Cause false. I'm really suspecting myself I will get this wrong.
Upside down?
Can I have 3 points? Can I have 3 points?
Girl!
I'll give you 1 point if you get this right, and then I'll give you another 2 points if you can explain why.
Okay. Okay, false. I'll lock my answer. It's true.
Okay, Chloe?
Chloe, what's your answer?
I said it's false.
It's false. Okay. Now, Leanne, why is this true?
Because... Oh, wait. Oh, no.
I'll give you some leniency for this question.
Oh no, when the time comes, now she has to think.
Okay, I think I might mess up. I think I mess up bad, real bad. Because you wanna like some people hang their food upside down is because you wanna bless everyone with the fortune that's coming down.
Bye.
You want to bless everybody with the fortune that's coming down? Can you be more specific with what you mean by coming down? Or like the people?
It's like fortune is falling on top of our house, then we can collect it. At this point when I looked at Dad's reaction, I know I'm wrong.
No, I'm trying to think about what you mean. Okay, now that I think about it, I'll accept
but,
that.
But wait, we need to explain ourselves sense. Because I did study this on
wait,
this.
Wait, so am I getting 3 points or am I losing it?
We had to be right up.
I think that is up to the answers. So, I think now that I have all the answers, I would like to say that Leanne, you just pulled the clutch of the century because you were the only one that got that right somehow.
Yes!
You won a game.
Wait, I didn't win the game, but like, see, the thing is, the reason why I say it's true is because I remember seeing some people hanging
putting
their
food
upside down.
Yeah,
and I remember I asked someone about it, I think it's like my mom or something, and then they mentioned something about like pouring wealth onto like, I don't know, so that's why I said true.
Huh.
Starting to suspecting myself for that.
And the reason for this is actually because the character upside down is pronounced the same way as the character for arrive, Tao. Therefore, by turning food upside down, it symbolizes wishing for good luck to arrive. So technically, in an alternate universe where English works a different way, Leanne's answer is correct, along with her explanation.
Yeah, boy.
So does that mean I'm tying with the two of them?
Yeah, you're tying with the two of them. Guess what? Woohoo. Guess what? This is actually a coincidence All of you got 8 answers correct. What a lucky number.
Oh,
all of you got
right.
8.
Oh.
Time to... Wow. Nice. Wow. I mean, technically, I'm behind
right. Yep. So, none of you guys have to suffer this time around.
Isn't there, like, a tiebreaker question where, like, don't change speaking?
I mean...
Do you want it, Leanne? I don't think you want it, right?
Tiebreaker question?
I don't think you want it, right?
No.
I don't think...
I mean, it's for the losers, but if you want it for the winners, I mean...
I don't think...
If you want to put that on the line.
I don't think either of us want
to put the tiebreaker. It is a lucky number for us, so...
Leanne? Do you want to risk it?
I mean, it's 888.
Leanne, we are depending on you on this.
You want to break this good luck just to win harder for the chance.
See this crown?
Harder?
See this crown? The loser crown?
You got it. Uh-huh. Keep it.
Keep it. I don't need.
She doesn't need it anymore.
I'll take that. We'll end it at a lucky number.
All
right. Yay!
All right. So. This has been very eventful. I'm pretty sure our directors will be very disappointed that I have to report to them that none of you have lost this game and we don't have anything to post on our Instagram page
this
time around.
They just want us to suffer.
Thank
yep,
you,
it's been fun,
Daniel.
And I hope I don't have to be summoned again because I'm really tired. But it's been fun hanging out with you guys. And
you almost gave me a mental breakdown, but I thank you for that. Not giving me the.
So I'll see you guys
thank
around
you,
hopefully sometime next week. Alright, have a good rest of the episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, everyone. As we know that 2 days after Chinese New Year is Valentine's Day, the season of love.
It is a quick change of moods. Like, many of us know what Valentine's is. I'm sorry, I still can't get over through the last segment, but still.
It was so chaotic, Leanne.
Yeah.
So, Valentine's Day actually dates back way to the ancient Roman times. I think you can see that because if you look up on the internet, it's actually related to, like, religious... like a religional, cultural thing. But in modern days, this specific holiday comes off as like super romantic, lovey-dovey, and all this like gift, giving your loved ones like a special day kind of thing. Although, what I'm about to tell you, it's gonna take a really dark turn on the the whole idea of like Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Can you guys take it? All right.
We hope you won't cry on this.
There's no crying. It's just a bit dark. The origins of this holiday is actually less romantic. It's kind of dark because it actually features like a massacre. But I won't dive in too deep because it's too much information to absorb. So, this Valentine's Day actually originated from this other like celebratory feast, which is called Lupercalia, that celebrates fertility, and it might have actually included a ritual where men and women actually paired off with each other by picking names from a jar. So your faith relies on the jar itself, which is very scary. Even though it's a celebratory feast. Sounds great, right?
I don't know.
But apparently from an article regarding this whole origin of the Valentine's Day holiday, it was said that men actually sacrificed a goat and a dog. Then women were actually whipped with like the hides of the animal they just killed. So meaning like the skin of the animal they just killed, they whip women for like their sins or whatever. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. Yeah, wait. So actually the ancient Roman correlate to this holiday is because they may have actually involved with the modern name of Valentine's Day, because like I said, it's called Lupercalia and now it's called Valentine's because an emperor actually executed 2 men which were named Valentine on the 14th of February of different years in the 3rd century. So basically their death was actually honored by the Catholic Church to celebrate Sting Valentine's Day. There's another version where it was like a communion of like marriages that were not allowed back then. And then basically that's why like it kind of correlates to like the Cupid, you know, the guy in the diapers and like the bow. So actually, as the years went by, the holiday actually grew like sweeter, and some very well-known like works is that Shakespeare actually romanticized this specific holiday. So it was actually in one of like, I don't remember which one, but like I read that it was in Shakespeare's work and another author's work. And that is when like Valentine's Day was romanticized, and that's how it gained popularity like throughout the UK and Europe at first. But yeah.
Oh, thank you, Chloe, for the story. And now we know the dark history of Valentine's. But on a lighter note, we know the Western version of Valentine's Day falls every year on February 14th. But interestingly, every 14th month of the year, which was originated from Korea, there are different types of Valentine's Day. Wow! And we all know that on the last day of CNY, also known as Chapgomi, people will throw oranges into the river in hopes of looking for a partner. I did one at home. My family just put a bucket of water and just let me it. It's quite fun.
That's cute.
I'm not like a partner to experience it.
For me, I don't really have like any ways to like celebrate Valentine's Day. I feel like for me, it's like Valentine's Day is just another normal day. It's just that in pop culture, like in our modern day society, it's a significant event. So I just spend it like any other day. I guess I just treat myself, because I'm doing long distance, so there's no point, there's no chance for me to celebrate Valentine's Day in person, so I just celebrate it. Yeah, I just treat myself, it's just any other day, so I just treat myself, pamper myself, bake some stuff and eat, that's about it, yeah. What about you, Kate?
It's a very cute story that 3 years ago, it was on Valentine's Day. I was at the foyer and the student council, our campus student council came over and asked me, would I buy a rose? And they did tell me about the prices and stuff in the normal market and how would it sell. It cost 5 ringgit, if I'm not mistaken. So I bought the rose. And on that day, I went back home to Malacca. And I gave it to my grandmother. Yeah.
Aww.
And I said, Grandma, here's a rose for you. And they say, oh, you bought it? Yeah, it only cost 5 ringgit. And I said, you didn't buy flowers for me. So that's how I spent my Valentine's Day on that. Yep, with my beloved grandparents and family.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Right, I just wanted to say, like, it doesn't have, like, Valentine's Day doesn't have to be romantically involved. It can be, like, you know, your love for, like, your family, your friends. Because I feel like this specific holiday is so generalized in being romantic, and you have to have a special someone that you love romantically in order to celebrate, which I think it's totally... No, it's a big no for me at least.
With that, we would like to end by saying, roses are red, violets are blue, the sun is shining with you at Sunway FM 2. Don't feel lonely, because the Sunway FM team is here to accompany everyone this Valentine's Day and Chinese New Year. We love you!
You guys had a good Chinese New Year and a Valentine's Day.
Bye-bye!